Good morning. The emergency personnel working on the Val d'Ebro fire began to evacuate the municipality of Benimassot yesterday due to the evolution of the fire. The residents of the town are added to the 1,200 people already moved out of other towns. There were 22 aircraft involved in fighting the fire yesterday, 8 from the Valentin community, 11 from the Ministry of Ecological Transition, and 3 from the Prevention and Extinction Service of Forest Fires of Castilla-La Mancha. Erratic winds continue to complicate fighting the blaze, although the weather forecast was that last night the sea breeze could provide greater humidity. Initially caused by lightning, in the 3 days that the fire has been burning, a total of 9,515 hectares have been destroyed in an area that exceeds 65 kilometres. In addition, the fire has now closed the CV712 road, which joins the Val d'Ebro with Pego, and the road from Sagra to Pego. That has been closed to allow for emergency vehicle access. Meanwhile, smoke from a huge wildfire in central Portugal enveloped skyscrapers known as the Four Towers in Madrid, 400 kilometres away yesterday. The residents complained of a strong burning smell. The fire, which has ravaged Portugal's Sierra de Estrela National Park, started on August the 6th and had been largely put out as of Sunday, but reignited again on Monday, leading to the evacuation of several villages. More than 1,100 firefighters, backed by 13 aircraft, were tackling the blaze, which has already torched more than 17,000 hectares. NASA's worldwide satellite images showed the plume of smoke extending from the west of the Iberian Peninsula to its eastern half beyond Madrid, where emergency services had to explain to worried residents that there was no fire nearby. Police in Ibiza have arrested a tattoo artist suspected of sexually assaulting a British woman. The alleged victim reported him to police in Scotland, where she lives, and they passed the information she gave them on to their counterparts in Spain. The 47-year-old she accused of the crime was held after detectives discovered he had previous for similar offences. The unnamed man has been remanded in prison after appearing before a judge in a closed court hearing. The arrest took place on August the 11th. And Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said yesterday that he hopes a gas pipeline linking the Iberian Peninsula to Central Europe through France could soon become a reality. Europe is currently undergoing an energy crisis as it struggles to rapidly reduce its dependence on Russian gas following the invasion of Ukraine. Russia has reduced deliveries and nations are scrambling for supplies to avoid a possible shortage this winter, whilst prices for gas and electricity have soared. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.